We are here, we make change to your life in every way. We expand on your mind so you're never the same. The Upgraders. The Upgraders.
Hi, this is Dexter and Tanya Scott, and welcome to The Upgraders Show.
We believe your life deserves an upgrade. Let's live our best lives now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We're on the Upgrader Show with Dexter and Tanya Scott. We have the special guest, Mr. Charles Johnson, here with us on today. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Charles so that you'll know what you're going to be in store for. Now, Charles is the successologist. All right, he has a tagline that says, I help faith-based, kingdom-minded people go from good to great and from great to phenomenal. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Charles Johnson. Charles, how you doing today, sir?
Man, I'm good. I am so honored to be able to be a part of the Upgraders. I've watched you from the outside. I've seen the commercials. I've seen the online TV show. I feel like I'm famous.
You are.
Yes, you are. Yes, you
all
are, Charles.
By yourself.
And listen, thank you for asking me to be a part.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, a lot of people, you know, don't know, and Charles and I were just having this conversation on the back end, is that Charles and I, we met at Panera Bread right here in Raleigh some time ago. And I was just letting Charles know, man, you know, what am I going to do, man? Which direction am I going to go in? Now, imagine that, right? Your life can change quickly. That's why, you know, we want to make sure on the Upgrader Show that we flesh out those things that people can share with the listeners, you know, how success was able to come. So, Charles, let's do this, man. People out there, they don't know who you are. Tell the people who Charles Johnson is.
Well, Charles Johnson, he's a husband number one. I've been married for 26 years to the same woman 26 years in a row. been married to her, met her actually at Winston-Salem State University. Go SU.
Yeah. Go SU!
We have two sons. I have two beautiful granddaughters.
Wow.
I'm a pastor. I'm an author. I'm a coach. Some people call me a motivational speaker. If you can call it that, I'm more of a motivational teacher than anything else.
Yeah.
But I'm someone that really wants to see people do well in life, to experience and enjoy the successes that they really want in their life, especially those that are faith-based and kingdom-minded. Because typically, we tend to lag behind. You know, the world does something and then we kind of catch up after it.
Right.
But I really believe that part of my purpose and part of what God has called me to do is to help people become as successful as they really want to become. That's where we come up with successologist.
Right.
Helping faith-based, kingdom-minded people go from good to great and from great to phenomenal in their life, their business, and their career.
Right. Okay. So you said from good to great and from great to phenomenal. You know what? We'd love to hear, how did you come up with that? Because not only is the name the successologist phenomenal, right, but that particular tagline, it says a lot. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, most of us and those that are here in the group, you are typically you're doing good. I mean, you got your house and you got a car and you got a little job and you go on a little vacation every so often and Christmas is pretty good, so you're doing good. Mm-hmm. But for most, we let good be the enemy of great. And it's just small little changes we need to make in our life that allows us to go from being good to being great. But then there are others of us who, you know, we've gone from good. Now we're in that great status where maybe we can go on a vacation to, I don't know, Greece maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're doing great. Things are going good. Your business is growing. Your ministry is growing. But don't let great be the enemy of phenomenal. There are still another level. And all it takes, what I found is all it takes is changing a few habits. Mm-hmm. We are, and where we are now is a culmination of all of our habits. The thing, I think Tony Robbins calls it your rituals, the things you do without even thinking about it. These are the things that separate us from many people, especially here in the group. It's not that you got to make these big wholesale changes. Mm-hmm. It might be just, you know, spending that 30 minutes you will be watching on TV show, maybe working on your business.
Right.
Or that time you would spend going to lunch with a bunch of friends, taking that time to read. Mm-hmm. Or to meditate, to pray, just whatever it is. It's just small things that can change the very course of your life, especially when it comes to how we think. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible talks about as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrew word for heart actually means soul, thoughts, thinking. Mm-hmm. And so how that person thinks gets them to where they are. Another scripture in Proverbs says to guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life.
Yeah.
Well, another translation says, again, guard your thinking, your mind, for it sets the course of your life.
Wow.
So
that's
for
good.
Many of us, we have thought ourselves where we are right now. And in order for us to get out of it, we can just change your thinking about a few things, and it changes the whole course of your life.
Wow, that's good.
That is absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And as I was listening to you, it sounded so much like contentment when you said, don't let good be the enemy of great. Mm-hmm. What does that look like? Can you help us just to begin to identify within ourselves what that could possibly be happening in our lives? What does it look like?
Well, one thing that where it shows up is when you're okay with your circle of friends.
That's good.
You know, I don't need to meet anybody else. I don't need to know anybody else. So when we come into, let's say, a business networking environment where you have to extend your hand to meet mm-hmm. somebody new, but good says, I don't need to meet nobody else. Oh, I'm good. Everybody I know now is who I need to know.
Right.
That keeps us from going to the next level because, you know, all it takes is one handshake, one new meeting, one yes, one open door, one opportunity. But then there are some of us, you know, like y'all, like myself, we meet a lot of people. We constantly say, hey, my name is so-and-so. My name is this, that, and the other. But then there is a room that we need to be in. And what I mean by that is if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Yes.
So we have to put ourselves in uncomfortable environments where I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I don't know all the information. I don't know. My resume means nothing in this room.
Right.
So that's when great becomes the enemy of phenomenal. I get used to being a big fish in a small pond. So everybody looks for me.
That's
good. To have the answers and to be wonderful. But see, great, phenomenal says, I'm going to walk into a room and I dare not open my mouth in this conversation because they're going to know I don't know nothing. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right.
But it is in those environments where we become phenomenal, where we become great, where we are stretched. And so these are the places in our life where, you know, where we are now is fighting against where we could be.
Right. You know what? And that's good, Charles. I'm reminded of allowing your good to be the enemy of your great and your great the enemy of your phenomenal. I recall the job that I had years ago working for, you know, President Eisenhower. Uh-huh. We were in a room. 12 of us were sitting in a room and we started out a 2-week meeting. The first meeting of that 2 weeks, they said, go around the room and tell us where you've traveled and tell us your most exciting experience out of your travel. And talking about being in a room where my resume didn't match anybody in the room. All I could share, this is funny. All I could share was going to Myrtle Beach or going to Florida, right? Uh-huh. On a timeshare. Nothing wrong with a timeshare, but that's all that I could share. And all of my colleagues were talking about going to Thailand and buying suits in Thailand and you know, abseiling in New Zealand and all these other, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, Charles, I could have shrunk out of the room, man. So, you hit it the nail on the head. We have to put ourselves in uncomfortable environments.
The comfort zone is a dangerous place to be.
Yeah.
And what makes it most comfortable, what makes it most dangerous is that typically you don't feel it. You're being mm-hmm. killed silently. You think everything is okay. And so, but as soon as you start stepping outside of it, you realize there's more to the world than what's going on in your life. There's more to the world than what's happening in Myrtle Beach. But at the same time, it opens up the possibilities. Because one thing I've learned is that God is a big God.
Mm-hmm.
He is a big God. And so the part of the world you've seen is just a small portion of what he's created. The success that we've experienced is just a small portion of what he actually has on his mind as it relates to us. Many times we think all we see is all that there is, and that's not true. So mm-hmm. we miss out because we won't step outside of that comfort zone, because that's where we're going to find God. I'm telling you, the things that we are able to do on our own and we do it well inside of that comfort zone, right, we won't find God there. He's not there.
Right. It's
only when we step outside of what we think we know, what we think we can do, that's when we give him the permission to step in and show us, teach us, expand us. And then one day that becomes your comfort zone. And then he says, all right, you little eaglet, I'm going to rustle up this nest and I'm going to force you to fly.
Wow.
And, you know, Les Brown said, you know, jump and grow wings on the way down.
Yes.
Fly on the way down.
Wow. Charles, tell us, what do you think causes people to not want to step out of the comfort zone? What is it that we're challenged by? What keeps us from, you know, wanting to be nobody wants to be uncomfortable. We know that. Yeah. But what keeps us from actually stepping out of those comfort zones and really designing the life that we desire?
I think a lot of it has to do with fear. We're afraid. We're afraid of the unknown. Afraid of failure. Some of us are afraid of success. What are people going to think of me? What are they going to ask me to do now that I have all this success?
Mm-hmm.
For many of us, and fear comes in different forms. One kind of fear is procrastination.
Mm.
We wait and we wait. It's got to be perfect, or I got to get all my money together first, or right, it's got to be the right opportunity for me to be able to do whatever it is I know I need to do. But it's all a part of procrastination. And I say it real strong. Procrastination is a slap in God's face, because what we are saying is, I control my tomorrow. So
wow,
I don't do it today. I got tomorrow coming. Yeah. I can do it later on. But we have to understand that's not true. Right. We don't know where we're going to be tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen between the time we get off of this and 6 o'clock tonight. We have no idea.
No idea.
So when the opportunity opens itself to you, take it. God knows you don't have everything that you're supposed to have, but take it anyway. Because if he's presenting it to you, if he's allowing you to see it, if he's allowing you to be a part of it, there must be something that he has on his mind about you and where you're going. Too often we sit back. I did a little video about this yesterday, and we say, I'm waiting on God. Really? You are waiting on God. You're ahead of him, and he's got to catch up with you. That's our thinking.
Whoa, that's good right there.
Miles Monroe said, God lives in your future's past. What is your future is God's past. So he's already gone ahead of you. Wow. So there's no such thing as waiting on him. There's no such thing as, I'm just waiting.
That's some kind of good right there. Your future is God's path. I mean, about that. He already knows what's going to be. Yeah. He's saying, I see it. Now it's a matter of you doing what? Walking that thing out. That deserves a pause, some meditation right there. Oh my goodness. Yeah,
that's really good. That's some good stuff. Man, listen, you're dropping some bombs on our listeners. I know they're excited, and they're kind of contemplating now because you're causing a change in their thinking.
Yes.
You know, that's phenomenal. So look, we want to get to, man, tell us about this book. Man, the title of it is phenomenal. Tanya and I were talking about it, man. Come on, tell our listeners about this book and the concept behind it.
Well, the name of the book is I Am Sam, 10 Keys to Success from Green Eggs and Ham. My wife and I were buying a car some years ago, and you know how the general manager brings you in and makes you feel all good about what you're getting ready to do, and you know, and the this particular general manager was a man of faith, and he says, well, you know what, Pastor Johnson, read this book, and he puts in front of me Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham. Now, at first, I'm offended. I'm a grown man. What you doing giving me this little book to read while you go off and do your thing? But when I opened the book, I don't know what it is, you know, once an adult, twice a child, you can call it that. But all this stuff just started jumping out at me. All these concepts, when Sam comes around the corner, I am Sam. He is declaring, I know who I am.
Come on.
I know who God has called me to be.
Yeah. Come on.
Then he walks past a guy with the sign where he says, I am Sam. And then he said, turn around and says, Sam, I am. So everything that Sam is, the good and the bad, because let's be honest.
Yes.
All of us got our stuff. All of us got these mountains that we fighting all the time. So he walks past this guy with the sign, never says anything. And the guy says to him, That Sam I am, that Sam I am, I don't like that Sam I am. There are going to be people in your life that don't like you just because.
Come on.
Just because you know who you are, where you're going, what you're doing. They're just not going to like you. Now, Sam hadn't said anything. He's just confident in who he is and what he's been called to do. Wow. But Sam's response is really what triggered this book. Sam looks back at the guy and says, would you like green eggs and ham? Now, he doesn't fuss with what the guy said. He offers to this guy what he has. Mm-hmm. This is what I have, is my green eggs and ham. All of us have a green eggs and ham factor. You've seen eggs before.
Right.
You've seen ham before.
Yeah.
But the thing that separates his is that it's green. All of us have something that pulls us out of the crowd, that allows us to stand up in a crowd and be noticed. Mm-hmm. Because what God wants for us is to be noticed.
Wow.
Look at Jesus. There were several Jesuses that came before him, but what about this guy? One, virgin birth. Ain't none of these other Jesuses. Let's say virgin birth. This other Jesus was walking on water, turning water into wine. These other guys weren't doing that.
Come on.
You're designed to stand out, to get the attention, for people to look at you. So in this book, I talk about some of those keys, some of those things that cause us to be different. One, you got to find out what your purpose is. You got to be clear about what it is you're called to do, because it's very easy to be normal. It's very easy to blend into the crowd and be like everybody else. But it takes something special for you to stand out from everybody else. So, and truth be told, this is not your typical, it's not your typical book. What I mean by it is it's not long. It's an easy read. If you look at it, it kind of looks like a child's book, but I did that on purpose. And one thing I want to mention about books in general, we're in a different age when it comes to books and what books look like and what books are for. There are a lot of people that I've talked to that are still trying to get on the New York bestsellers list, which is fine if that's what you want to do. But you have to know, one, who you're talking to, who you are talking to with the book, and then what you want your book to do for you. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if you want to be on the bestsellers list, that's cool. That's great. But for me, I just wanted to get in the room. I just wanted to get the interview. Right. I just wanted to people to meet the purpose that God has given me. So I wrote this book and I handed it to people.
That was it. That's now, right. That's good. People,
they want to, you know, end up on CNN. That's cool. That is great. But you have to know what you want the book to do for you. Who is it for? I've talked to people say, well, it's for everybody. I just want everybody to. Well, you know, y'all know.
When you're talking
to everybody, you're really talking to nobody.
Right, exactly.
So you gotta be specific.
Catch that.
Yeah.
My book is actually, are you talking to women? Are you talking to men? My book is really for entrepreneurs, people that are want to stand out from everybody else, and they're a little shaky about it. They're a little about me being able to stand out. Should I do this? Should I be this different from everybody else? So that's what the book is about. I know I probably went overboard.
Absolutely.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Great information, because we know that people are the people that are listening, man, you know, they have that desire to go to that next level. And you're helping us to understand that that's exactly what we need to do. We need to be different. Yeah. We've always heard don't stand out, right? Mm-hmm. Blend in, you know. But it's do not go where the path may lead. It's go instead where there's not a path and leave a trail.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you're doing, leaving a trail.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, and even as I listen in, I'm so grateful for the conversation. But one of the things we know we want our listeners to walk away with is perception. And it's your perception of this whatever situation that you're in. And oftentimes you talked about the mind earlier. There's a transformation, there's a renewal that has to take place within our minds in order for us to transform. And with that being said, the perception of those issues, the perception of the situation I may find myself in, I can even say that right now for myself. There will be times that I would not move. Tanya, so afraid, mm-hmm. so afraid of the rejection, so afraid of the judgment yeah. of even being successful. I was afraid to be successful, yeah. but my perception has changed. And now it's a matter of, you know, there's a scripture that says all things work together for the good of who? Yes. Those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Right. So for all of our listeners, you're going to find yourself in situations sometimes, mm-hmm. and that's fine. But your perception of it to know, this is going to work out for my good yeah. and not my hurt. It means everything.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely amazing.
You know, it's people that aren't trying don't make mistakes.
Oh. Look, Selah.
Oh, goodness.
Selah. No, you say that one more time. Say that one more time.
One more time.
People that aren't trying don't make mistakes. People that aren't going anywhere, they don't mess up.
Yeah.
Because they're very comfortable where they are. And I'm not going to do, because I don't want to mess up. Well, it's the people that make the mistakes are the ones that grow. Mm-hmm. So, again, you're absolutely right. You have to take a different look at the perception of what it is you're going through. You remember when Jesus healed, he had to touch the guy twice. There's a story where he had to touch him in his eyes. And then he said, yeah. I saw men like trees, had to touch him again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But what I found out was, I had to ask myself, number one, did Jesus make a mistake? Is that an off day for Jesus that he had to do it twice?
That's a good question.
So, but what I realized was the first touch that the guy had was for his eyes, his physical eyes. So his physical eyes would open. Mm-hmm. But then he saw men, he perceived men in a way he shouldn't perceive them. So he touched him again and healed his mind. Once his mind became healed, he then could see men as they actually are. For many of us, we can see ourselves physically being successful. Well, I can see myself in that car. I can see myself in that house. I can see myself going on that vacation. But mentally, we don't see it.
Right.
Mentally, so God has to come back again and touch our perception of what we are actually capable of doing.
Yeah.
What people see in us right now is just the tip of the iceberg. There's about 95% more to you than what we see. But the only way to get it out is through trial, it's through trouble, it's through being outside that comfort zone, it's through hearing no and keep hearing no until you find the yes. When you start finding all these things coming up, when you get in the room and you're uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
when you get in the room and you don't know what to say, you got to meet a whole bunch of new people and you don't know nobody.
Right.
That's when the greatness starts coming about, because the Bible says the kingdom of God is in you.
It's in you.
And if he's putting you in the room, he must be trying to get some of that kingdom out of you.
Man, that is good. Charles, I'm telling you, this is phenomenal. And we're excited. We're just excited to have you on and have you to speak with our audience, because, you know, as the upgraders, we want to upgrade people in every area of their life. We want to give them success nuggets and give them those things that's going to help them to grow. So listen, man, as we close out our show here, what are the three things that you would tell our listeners, three things that they need to do in order to go from good to great?
Number one, change your routine. The habits that you have. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to how you spend your time. A lot of people say, oh, well, I don't have no time. Yes, you do. You're just putting it in the wrong places. One thing that's the most indiscriminatory thing on the planet is time. Everybody gets 24 hours. It just depends on how you decide to use yours. Number two, change how you think. You have to be consciously conscious of what you think, because the thoughts that we think continue to live if you don't change them. So we got to be conscious of how we think. Then number three, despite fear, do it anyway. Put fear in the back seat and say, we're going. You might be afraid all the way there,
right?
But take fear with you. Don't let fear get in the driver's seat, because fear will put you at McDonald's. Fear will put you in front of the TV watching Love and Hip Hop, and you'll never get to the place where you want to be.
Never, never. Man, that's good.
This has been absolutely phenomenal. I am so grateful, you know, to have been here to be listening and talking with you on today. So what we want to do now, how do we get in contact with you? We want your book. Where can we find it?
Okay.
You know, how do we contact
you?
Give
us all your handles, you know, your social media handles so people know how to contact you.
Well, first on Facebook, my personal page is Charles Johnson Page 2. You can go there. Also, I have a group called Mountain Movers Worldwide, which is also on Facebook. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, I'm called the_successologist on Instagram. You can also go to Amazon to get the book, and you can put in Charles Johnson. It'll come up. You can put in I Am Sam, 10 Keys to Success from Green Eggs and Ham. It'll come up on Amazon. Also, for some reason or another, you want to call me. You can call me at 919-228-9679. And if you would allow me real quick, I want to give a gift to you guys
to
the group.
Okay. Yeah.
I did an ebook, which is totally completely free. But it's called Power Principles, Powerful Words for Your Life, Your Business, and Career. And anybody can get it. If you don't mind, maybe I could put it up in the group, the link in the group.
Yep.
You can go to it. And what it is, it's about 60 or so power principles that some of them are mine. I got some from Bill Gates. I got some from Zuckerberg. And what it does is it begins to focus you on your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It begins to focus you on how you feel about certain things. I'll give you a principle. I'll tell you a little bit about the principle. And then below it, you can write in your own thoughts about it. And it's about 60 or so. So if you didn't want a day, it takes you 60 days.
Wow. Yep. That's awesome.
Wonderful. Yeah. So what we're talking about, we have a group on Facebook called Designing the Life of Your Dreams. So we're going to be placing this link there in that group. So to all of our listeners who's interested in it, could you give them the link at all, or how could they get it?
Yes, it's a bit.ly. It's called a bit.ly link. It's bit.ly/power principles ebook. bit.ly/. Let me make sure I got it right. Yeah, power principles ebook.
Wonderful.
Wow. We'll take you right to it.
Wow. Excellent. Wow. Well, listen, Charles, man, we really appreciate you on being on the Upgrader show. Thank you for everything that you have given all of our listeners. So all of our listeners have your information worldwide.
Praise the Lord.
Awesome. 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 So listen, guys, this is Dexter and Tanya Scott, the Upgraders. We may not know you, but
we know what's in you.
We'll see you on the next episode. The Upgraders.